Let us now discuss RFID, that is radio frequency identification, and its applications in the retail industry. After going through this chapter, you will be able to understand the concept of RFID, discuss and explain the benefits of RFID in the retail industry, understand and explain the applications of challenges to RFID, and discuss and explain the trends in RFID. RFID refers to a set of technologies used to identify and transmit information from tagged objects by making use of radio waves. This technology is primarily used for automatic data capture and has the potential to change how businesses operate today, revolutionizing the business performance. So basically, this uses a technology which can be flexible, which can make a lot of today's redundant processes obsolete, and can improve business performance, especially in the retail field. The RFID system has three major components: the tag, the reader, and the host computer system, which consists of the software, also known as middleware, that provides the core functionality of converting the data collected from the tags into useful information. Thus, RFID is evolving as a major technology enabler for identifying and tracking goods and assets around the world. It can help hospitals locate expensive equipment more quickly to improve patient care, pharmaceutical companies to reduce counterfeiting, and logical providers to improve the management of movable assets. It also promises to enable new efficiencies in the supply chain by tracking goods from the point of manufacture through to the retail point of sale. A few of the potential benefits of RFID are as follows. The automotive industry, that is the automobile or the car producing industry, has been using closed loop RFID systems to track and control major assemblies within a production plant for over 30 years. There are moves in the defense and aerospace industry to mandate the use of RFID to improve supply chain visibility and ensure the authenticity of parts. Hospitals are using RFID for patient identification and movable asset tracking. So, as we can see, the uses are manifold, and many of the uses are outside the retail industry. Let's now discuss about the origins of RFID. The first disturbing fact is that RFID is not a new technology. It was first used over 60 years ago by Britain to identify aircraft in World War II and was part of the refinement of the radar technology. It was during the 1960s that RFID was first considered as a solution for the commercial world. So, it was used by the military in early days in the World War, okay, but the first commercial use was thought of during the 1960s. The first commercial applications involving RFID followed during the 70s and 80s. These applications were concerned with identifying some asset inside a single location. They were based on proprietary infrastructures. Auto ID Center began to research new ways to track and identify objects as they move between physical locations. So this is a particular, you can say, entity or body where they have researched on tracking of moving objects. This particular body, called as the Auto ID Center, focused on three important things: reducing the cost of manufacturing RFID tags, optimizing data networks for storing and delivering large or larger amounts of data and developing of open standards. EPC Global is now leading the development of industry-driven standards for electronic product code or EPC network to support the use of RFID, radio frequency identification or RFID technology in today's fast-moving, information-rich trading networks. EPC Global is a member-driven organization composed of leading firms and industries that are focused on creating global standards for the EPC Global Network. This network is a set of technologies that enable immediate automatic identification and sharing of information on items in the supply chain. In that way, the EPC Global Network will make organizations more effective by enabling true visibility of information about items in the supply chain. RFID is the reading of physical tags on a single product, on cases, pallets, or reusable containers that emit radio signals to be picked up by the reader devices. So there's a special tag which is electronic in nature, which emits or sends out these particular frequencies or radio signals, which are captured by a specific reader. The complete RFID picture combines the technology of the tags and readers with access to global standardized databases, ensuring real-time access to up-to-date information about relevant products at any time in the supply chain. A key component to this RFID vision is the EPC Global Network. After having understood the origins of RFID, let's take a look at the basic elements or the components of RFID. The first of these is the tag or the responder. An RFID tag is a tiny radio device that is also transferred to as a transponder, smart tag, smart label, or radio barcode. So this is also, this has many names. This is the actual component where the radio waves are emitted from. The tag comprises of a simple silicon microchip attached to a small flat aerial and mounted on a substrate. The whole device can then be encapsulated in different materials depending upon its intended usage. The finished tag can be attached to an object, typically an item, box, or pallet, and read remotely to ascertain its identity, position, or state. For an active tag, there will also be a battery which will accompany it. The next basic element is the reader or the interrogator. The reader, sometimes called as an interrogator or scanner, sends and receives RF data to and from the tag via the antennas. A reader may have multiple antennas that are responsible for sending and receiving of radio waves. The third component is the host computer. The data acquired by the readers is then passed to a host computer, which may run specialist RFID software or middleware to filter the data and route it to the correct application to be processed into a useful information. So this is the component which actually processes information, filters information that is collected from the tags by the reader. The next element is the automatic identification. RFID technologies are grouped under the more generic automatic identification technologies. Examples of other AutoID technologies include smart cards and barcodes. So you must have seen in any retail organization, wherever you go for shopping, at the point of sale, you will see that the barcodes are scanned by those particular people manning those POS. RFID is often positioned as the next generation barcoding because of its obvious advantages over barcodes. Barcodes actually are for a shorter distance, they need a direct scanning, whereas these particular RFID tags can be scanned from a vast distance or a huge distance. However, in many environments, it is likely to coexist with a barcode for a long time. Let's quickly look at some of the real benefits of RFID. The line of sight here is not required like in the case of a barcode. There is a good amount of durability because the casing can be made for such a component. It can be concealed in a particular casing. There is a good range. The waves are of a larger range than what a barcode scanner can read. There is a huge amount of data volume which can be read off the tags. Multiple read speeds are possible, and read and write updates are, updated information is read and written through the host computer into the particular tags. Now let us take a look at the RFID adoption in the retail industry. Retail industry represents one of the largest industries in the world. In the United States, it is the second largest industry in terms of number of employees as well as number of establishments for doing business. Retail sector is one of the most important business sectors which see potential in the use of RFID technology in order to stay at a competitive edge and to achieve profitability in short or long terms. So as we know, even in India now, the retail sector has really boomed and you can say grown. So there is a need for such technologies to enhance the retail organization. The expected growth of RFID usage in the retail industry is primarily because of the perceived benefits that could be obtained by implementing the technology. In this industry, the RFID technology is expected to replace the barcode technology as it provides much more functionalities without requiring the line of sight of the reader, as we've just discussed, thus ensuring speed and processing, and process in an efficient manner. So there are manifold benefits and advantages over the conventional barcode technology. Good supply chain management is a key to achieving a lot of results in retail. It revolves around three core elements, which are availability, inventory, and cost. The most significant benefits from RFID implementation for retail industry are improved inventory management, improved in-store operation, integrated business model, and velocity of the retail cycle. So all these factors are heavily influenced by this particular technology. Now in this and the next few slides, we'll discuss some of the benefits of RFID in the retail industry. The expected growth of RFID usage in the retail industry is because of the perceived benefits that could be obtained by implementing the technology. RFID can provide benefits such as operational efficiency, improved visibility, reduced cost, improved security, improved customer service levels, better information accuracy, and increased sales. The reduction in the inventory, also called as inventory shrinkage, is another important benefit of RFID. In this context, the ability to track retail items between points of manufacture or purchase from supplier and point of sale is being enabled by the RFID technology. So there is, you can say, you can track the particular pallet or the consignment or the box because of the RFID tag that is present. Real-time notification of security when RFID tagged items leave area without payment. So RFID tags can store real-time information pertaining to payment as well. There is also a competitive advantage and saving of money on theft, which allows to offer products at lower prices. The next benefit is that RFID technology provides a smart form of labeling. This includes the monitoring of unattended inventory for RFID retail, the automatic item identification on mixed pallets. So if there are pallets which consist of mixed items, the RFID tags on the respective items can help identify the pallets. Smart shelf systems designed to provide real-time tracking and locating of tagged items on shelves, and shipping and receiving of applications in a precise manner. The next is of the shelf stocking. Real-time notification of out-of-stock items can be provided through the RFID tagging technology. This leads to improvement of product replenishment. So if the retailer is able to know which items are out of stock, and by running certain trends and reports, if they are able to determine that these items are in demand, they can definitely go forward and do the product replenishment. Retention of consumers who may turn to competitors if inventory item is out of stock. So, as mentioned in a previous chapter, the case of low sodium salt. So if that salt is not available in Big Bazaar, they will try to find it in some, you can say, Kirana Mal store, or they will go to retailers like Reliance Fresh or Spencer's and so on. So in this case, if the RFID technology is installed, then replenishment can happen in real time and people, the customers, can be retained. Automated charting and tracking for improved product forecasting is also another viable benefit. The next benefit includes the checkout process. Here, there is a reduction in the time spent in line while you are checking out or buying the products at the POS. Also, reduction in labor or time cost of employees. And this is responsible for streamlining the checkout process with the ability to scan multiple items and pay for them all at once. The next benefit is a reduction in the overhead costs. By providing a functionality of tracking product shipping and receiving from point to point automatically versus manual tracking to save time and labor cost, the RFID provides immense overhead reductions. With this technology, it is possible to know how many units of inventory or on-site via automated RFID systems versus manual process, thus leading to a huge amount of saving in labor and time cost. This also leads to efficiency in error reduction, reducing manual labor cost. Now let us take a look at the applications of RFID. Supply chain management is the process of managing raw materials and information from the point of acquisition to the point of consumption. Most of the companies today rate supply chain management as their key priority for survival and success. The use of RFID in the retail supply chain for tracking and tracing products can lead to reduced inventory and better collaboration among different players in supply chain. Thus, the benefits of RFID for retail industry primarily revolve around allowing for improved supply chain management. Improved visibility, which is the second most significant benefit of RFID for the retail sector, helps to achieve tighter and integrated supply chain. Retail supply chain may consist of one or more of each of these entities: suppliers, manufacturer, distributor, retailer, and consumer. A typical integrated retail supply chain has the following major elements. Merchandise planning. It is an approach aimed at maximizing ROI through proper planning of sales and inventory. This approach is about maintaining a balance between sales and inventory in order to increase profitability. Your RFID plays a major role by helping to understand which products need to be stocked, which products need to be replenished, and so on. The next being assortment planning. It is the retailer's planning for selection of merchandise, both in terms of depth and breadth, that is what and how much. So with RFID, you get a clear understanding of how much needs to be, filled or replaced in this particular depth and breadth. RFID also helps with the sales planning. It is a business process to plan the routes to reach the target customers. So with the tags having a wider range because of the radio frequencies that they emit, this process becomes simplified. The next major element in the supply chain is the price management. It is the process of understanding, managing, and improving pricing processes based on predictions and forecasting of data. It has direct impacts on profit. The next element is that of promotion planning. This is the process of planning and managing promotions that drives demand and profit. It also depends on the forecast data. So the data which is forecasted is greatly helped by the RFID information processed on the host computer. The next is the replenishing, the allocation and scheduling process. It is the process to replenish products to avoid out of stock situation. It has the potential to reduce inventory and influence improved customer service. This also is greatly helped by RFID, which can provide information on which products are out of stock, which need an immediate replenishment, and so on. The next major element is the warehouse management. It is the process to achieve improved distribution of products across diverse facilities. It has the potential to reduce inventory. Distribution is the next major element. It is the process of distribution of products accurately to the correct destination. With the coming of the RFID technology, this has now become really viable because the RFID technology identifies the exact placement of the pallets. The next element is the in-store operation. In this, the management of various store operations like receiving, shelf stocking, product ordering for store replenishment, so on and so forth. So here RFID also plays a major role in the sense that any items that need to be replenished can be understood through the radio tags which are available on the particular good or product. Sales, managing the sales process which is directly associated with revenue generation, and managing return merchandise. The idea is to make reverse logistics streamlined. So if any merchandise is rejected or returned by the customer, the pallet on which it is returned, or probably if the tag is present on the product, it can easily help streamline the receiving of information. Now let's take a look at the major challenges to RFID. The major categories of challenges which impede or which trouble the RFID implementation in the retail segment are privacy issues, lack of standards, high costs associated with this technology, data integration issues, employee reluctance to change, reliability issues of the technology, and business process redesign required. The single biggest barrier to adoption of RFID technology remains the cost of implementation, according to the CompTIA Frost & Sullivan end user survey. Out of all the components that make up the cost of implementation, tag cost is still the most prominent. Another critical barrier to broader adoption of RFID is the low awareness levels and challenges of skill development, especially as this will form the basis of the technology adoption in any organization. The level of understanding of the RFID technology is low across all vertical markets. This is primarily due to the technology not being very generally used as the barcode technology. So therefore, very few people know or have an understanding of the technology. Now let us take a look at the trends in RFID. RFID is now becoming a revolution in global tracking and tracing operations. This is par excellence when compared to other technologies, so much so that the future of other technologies is at stake. Overcoming several challenges, the radio frequency identification or RFID technology has gradually gained prominence. This technology now spans the commercial and industrial segments across industries. Despite gaining greater traction, a significant percent of customers are yet to adopt this technology. So in the previous slide, we have discussed the lack of knowledge or level of awareness of this technology. So despite being one of the best technologies available in this field, it still, lacks awareness. The RFID adoption is currently at the stage of mandate compliance from larger retailers. The smaller retailers are also influenced by the mandates issued by the larger retailers because of increasing competition amongst business. So there are certain standards, certain constraints that need to be followed before this technology can become a global or a worldwide technology. With time and more maturity of the technology, complexity will increase and the benefits obtained will also increase at the same time. So this technology is still maturing, growing better with the coming day, and will definitely be a part of the retail applications worldwide. Thus, the benefits and the complexity will be positively increased related to each other. So there will be a reciprocal kind of an effect in this case. The second stage will be of optimization, when the benefits of the technology will be realized and utilized to achieve operational efficiency by businesses. The third and final stage that can be foreseen is the transformational stage, which will actually revolutionize the way business is conducted by providing complete visibility across the supply chain, both internal as well as external to any organization. So this is the most critical or the most important stage that will be reached in the context of the development of this particular technology. In terms of tagging, the retail industry is moving currently from pallet level to case level. Item level tagging is where the future is and businesses are striving towards it. So it's becoming from macro to micro. So larger pallets which have a lot of products currently have tags on them, But the vision is to tag smaller products for better and effective distribution. Benefits and palette through item-level tagging are also positively increased, related, meaning the benefits will increase from palette to item-level tagging, and it will be achieved over time. So in this manner, we have completed this particular chapter, which focused on the radio frequency identification or the RFID technology. Here we've seen the basics of RFID, that is the origins. We've also seen the components that go into the RFID technology. Also, we have seen several benefits of this technology along with its applications in the various retail aspects or operations. We've also seen the challenges and trends in this particular industry. Thank you.